Hello, hello. Good afternoon. This is T. Judah back again with another, dialogue, whatever you want to call it. You know, I know a lot of people like to word things differently, and I'm not the one to try to tell you how to use your words, but this is my word, so, you know, it's all good. You know how it is. The brain grows as we grow, you know what I'm saying? So we evolve. There I go, y'all. Y'all know me, man. I'm trying to be a little educated, you know. I'm trying not to sound like a college professor. I know y'all like, all right, college boy. Nah, I ain't never been to college. Actually, I have been to junior college. Today is what? Go ahead, y'all tell me what day it is. Yeah, I can hear y'all saying it now. There you go. Got it. I'm going to vibe with the audience, you know what I'm saying? So y'all know what day it is. Y'all feel my vibe. Anyway, good to be back, man. I know I took some time off like I normally do, but the world ain't, God forbid, the world hasn't ended yet, and I'm still here because, you know what I'm saying, thank God, because I had to get the strength to come on here like we all do. We all got to get the courage, and you know me, man, as long as I'm alive, I try to bring inspiration. You know what I'm saying? If you're here, and that's because the divine creator brought you here, because, you know, my energy, I try to, you know what I'm saying, manifest things, you know, try to be enlightened to a lot of different people, all ethnic groups, all walks of life, you know what I'm saying? We all have our boundaries, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people, we all have our prejudices. Try to say it right. Y'all say it for me. There you go. Got it. And, you know, none of us perfect. We in the flesh, man. So we have to try to gain understanding and wisdom as we grow. We deal with a lot of people in our family, probably some people that have racial bias, and that's normal because, you know, a lot of times we grow up, we deal with people, and we be around people, and, you know, it's not normal for us to be around people that, you know what I'm saying, we see them and we think it's normal. No, it's not. We just adapt. You know what I'm saying? You see people doing things, burning out, driving up the road, hanging out car windows. When you see that, you know what I'm saying, we become immune to it. And you know what I'm saying, and we not supposed to come immune to it, because when we see things for the first time, we be kind of like intrigued by it in a bad way, though. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when I see somebody do something crazy, yeah, it can be pretty, what they say, freak. It can, I don't like to say the word freak, but it can bug me out on that. It can trip all of us out. It's bugged out, man. You know what I'm saying? Look at the times we living in. People are actually doing things that, you know what I'm saying, it just, It's wild out here, man. So, you know, with that being said, you know, in a circle, you know what I'm saying? I brought you 60 seconds of news. I ain't go around the world with it, but, you know, whoever can vibe with that, amen to that. Anyway, though, how was y'all weekend, you know? You ever thought of why they call it a weekend? Weekend. Okay, yeah, because the week, it ended. And how do we know it's actually called a week? Because, you know what I'm saying, hey, I'm just not really touching the surface, man. Think about it. It is so much information out there, right? Now I got to change the mood, you know what I'm saying? Now to get my very white voice. It's so much information out there. Some people just got that, you know what I'm saying? You notice that? See, now I got to go up with it, you know, to kick it up. Because I can get down. Dropping real low. But nah, straight up though, man, I got a sense of humor, man. You know what I'm saying? You've been rocking with me, y'all know. Gotta have a sense of humor in life, you know what I'm saying? Like Eddie Murphy on Coming to America, he said, well, I can be serious. And then he tightened up a little bit. Or whatever he said, I can be loose. He got loosened up, he sacked out. That's how life is, man. It's like for the occasion. You know, when you get around certain people, you know you got certain family members, like you got the crazy side of the family that you can deal with. Then you got the family members that's humble. Then you got the family members that's just like, you know, on a different frequencies. You know what I'm saying? So certain people does that in life to us. You know what I'm saying? If you want to just be mellow, it's like life is just, that's how life is. Like you got in like a transmission, first gear, second gear, and third gear. Nowadays with this new technology, they got 10 gears. Ain't that crazy? Who the heck need 10 damn gears, man? That just goes to how life is, man. Nowadays, people operating on all kind of personalities, man. For me, they moving a little too fast for me, man. As some people may say, I just, you know what I mean. My values, man, and the way I was brought up, man. I just like Tupac said, I'm get to understand the way the game flow for the most part, man. I don't want to get to know how advanced this technology is getting, because sometimes it could be used for They already know. There you go. If you said it, there you go. See, I'm like the audience do a little talking, man. I ain't a psychic, but y'all know how I feel. Y'all know how I feel, but y'all know where I'm going with it. So if you said it, I'm going to leave it at that, We're going to bring a new meaning to this conversation, this dialogue, huh? This English, as they say. Yeah, man. So I am feeling very, very blessed, man, to be on here. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, if I made you laugh, man, it's all good, man. Because you know what they say? Take what must have frowned and do the smile. You know what I'm saying? I miss my dad, man. You know, we just blessed that we had him in our life. You know, a lot of times people try to question the creator. Why? Why? Some people say why like three times. Like, you know what I mean? Like, damn, man, it's more to the alphabet than just why. But you know what, man? Let's, you know, listen to him with it, man. My dad said, you know, one day I ain't going to be here. I want you to carry on. You know, if your loved one's here, and we all know, most people, I know a lot of people should have somebody that we know to pass on. Of course, everybody living got somebody that made the transition. They not dead. They dead in this life, but trust me, the spirit, all us, we spirits, man. When we leave this place, it's somewhere else after this. Our spirits go somewhere else. Believe that. You know what I'm saying? So the body, yes, it's in scripture. And I'm not trying to get all religious on people, which I'm not into religion, but I do know it's a divine creator. But anyway, back to what I was saying about the process of the death process. And, you know, if it's children listening, I think you guys should be able to learn something, because, you know, I'm not the kind of person that try to sugarcoat things, but it's how we say things. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. But for the adults that's listening, you guys already know, most of y'all know. I mean, some of y'all probably, you know, a lot of people just don't like to talk about things like this. But, you know, my dad told me, like, one day I ain't gonna be here, and I want you to carry on. I don't want you to be sad, because that's a part of life. Yeah, we just, and some people wait till it's too late. You know what I'm saying? Life, it's like time is something we can't get back, and it's precious. You know what I'm saying? Because some people have family members, man, older family members that got a lot of wisdom and truth. Sometimes there's people in our families that we don't want to be around because they've ruined their reputation. They frequencies, they vibes just bad. So unfortunately, we avoid them people, but we do try to give them word of wisdom, like, get your life together. Because if you don't say them to people, you know they living wickedly, and they go out there and God forbid they make the transition, then that we'll feel bad, because we say, man, what if I could have done something different? What if I could have said something to this person? You know what I'm saying? So we all could have, if we all can go back in the time machine, Michael J. Fox, that movie, man, that Back to the Future was pretty deep, man. I don't know if that was a subliminal message or what, but I can watch that over and over again. But if we can go back in the time machine and do things different, we all could. But you know what, though? Maybe it wasn't meant to be. You know, don't try to question life a lot, because you'll find yourself going back in the past. And if you go back in the past, spiritually, that's spiritually right. I looked that word up. You don't understand the word, just look it up, man. But, you know, you'll drift back in the past. You know what I'm saying? One thing, one trick of people that's just like narcissistic and people that's wicked, they all try to remind you of your past because they don't want you to move forward. And that's in life in general too, because whenever somebody out here promoting the past, like they talk about, oh, you know, this person was that, this race of people was this and that, look, man, that's in the past. As a nation or as an international community, we can't move forward if we stuck back in the past. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people, I don't need to have a million followers, you know what I'm saying? Because it ain't meant for me to have that. And I ain't tripping. I'm not about followers. I'm about just, you know what? In this day and age, it said that most people, you know what I'm saying, is not going to be, you know, well-received when it comes to spitting this truth. So that's all good with me, you know what I'm saying? Because the creator don't care about following. He going to want to know, because in these days, man, it's only going to be a certain amount of few people that's going to make it out of this place anyway. You know what I'm saying? So don't be tripping, man. If you're trying to be popular, that's out, man. That's out. Just be true to yourself. And I tell you what, when most people don't really feel you, that's a good thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what? When people start liking you, when a lot of people start liking you, then you need to start worrying. Because trust me, in this world, hey, man, there's never enough of people. You know what I'm saying? You can go from being liked by all these people to becoming a villain overnight. And we've seen it with Hollywood, we've seen it with social media. So you let that marinate. Once you start opening your third eye, they say that the pineal gland, is that true how that works? Then you will start to see, you know what I'm saying? So I don't need to have a million followers, man. Don't get caught up on if somebody got a million followers, because some people get blackballed, some people just, you know what I'm saying, et cetera, et cetera. So somebody got good conversation and making perfect sense, then of course you're gonna gravitate and listen to it. So, you know, don't be caught up on, oh, this person ain't got nothing but such and such following. You know what I'm saying? Social media is politics in social media, man. I'm telling you, man. And we know that the world was given to the hands of the wicked, and a lot of people ain't gonna tell you this nonsense. And it is some people that's sharing information. You know what I'm saying? So don't be bugged out if you got people that's caught up in materialism, or you ain't got the right shoes on. Who gives a damn, man? As long as your shoes clean and decent, you know what I'm saying? And you know how ladies is, they got that lip gloss on. Of course, you know, fellas, how the ladies, they like to poke that lip up. You know what I'm saying? It's weird stuff, man. So, you know, yeah, you know, we know the women, man, you know. And sometimes, too, man, a lot of women like attention. The problem with that is, and I'm not trying to turn this into a gender thing, and some fellas like it, too. But women, it's been tradition for them, man. And sometimes, ladies, you know, when you get too much attention, that's a bad thing. Because you know how many weirdos it is in the world? I'm stuttering up. Let me slow down because I'm talking before I'm thinking. That's not a good thing, y'all. But anyway, I got to take a deep breath. All right. Minus everything away. See, now I got to try to catch up on what I was just thinking. Yeah, anyway. Attention is not a good thing, man. I'm telling you, man. So don't get caught up on, you know what I'm saying, trying to seek attention, because, man, like I said, living in this world, we know how wicked this world is now. For most people, a lot of people do their research. Some people, you know, a lot of wise people, man, they know, especially if they into this, know about prophecy, et cetera, et cetera. But for those who don't, you better ask some questions. And I ain't saying you gotta go out on the street like, hey, excuse me, hey, taxi, hey. Nah, you ain't gotta have them kind of questions. Do your research. Some people kind of bugged out. You get to talking to people, and then they looking at you like, yeah, I know about Revelation. Then they spit. Yeah, you gotta look at that motherfucker like, damn, man, hey, relax, dog. Ain't got, you know what I mean? I never did, like, I ain't gonna say I didn't like them, but I didn't like the custom of them when you talking, they get to doing weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? Get to scratching their head and rubbing their eyeball. Man, it's weird stuff, man. But nah, you can just talk to somebody of like mind. Somebody that's like just well received when it comes to information. So, you know, it's way nowadays, if you're not fun to deal on people because people are so bugged out, now you can do information. And I don't believe everything I see and hear, of course. I don't believe everything I hear on the internet. But at the same time, it is good to do your research on it, because that way you'll be edified, right? Trying to sound a little bit educated. You'll be edified. Anyway. Yeah, man. So, yeah, it's real, man. Anybody look that word up, though? Cause I forgot what it mean. I just said it. Because, you know, when you hear people say words, you'd be like, you know what? Let me try that. People be like, yeah, man, edify. And they don't even know the damn word, man. They just say it. Nah, but I did hear people say edify, though. I believe it means, like, some of y'all probably looking it up right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all will catch this pre-recorded podcast later on. But, hey, it's real, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, though. But, yeah, man, knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying? When you start gaining wisdom, and I tell you what, times are getting critical. You don't see what's going on around you. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. People out here getting drunk. But the problem with that is, when you drink, do you know drinking make you age quicker, dehydrate your liver? And not only that, a lot of cancer-causing chemicals is in this alcohol, too. Alcohol makes you look old, and it make your breath smell, and et cetera, et cetera. And yeah, so you want to take that in consideration. And people drinking, look how many lives was ruined on drinking and all that stuff, man. So yeah, so I think y'all got the message there. So yeah, man, I just been just chilling out here working, man. And it's hard because I'm not really a person that really pursued this full time. You know what I'm saying? My occupation is, you know, I'm in the industry. I'm a commercial CDL operator. I drive big rigs. So, you know, part of my job is I'm out there, I'm on the interstate a lot, you know what I mean? And by me want to pursue this full time is really impossible. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, hey, the creator got a plan for everything. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a person that's got to be popular and all this and that. Don't feel bad, because you know what, man? Look, whatever. Because this world, man, is not what you think it is. Inflation, this and that. I tell you, man, the key to trying to save money is just, we got to do our research. We got to cut back on our expenses. And my problem was, I was just borrowing money. I was like, damn, I'm not a damn bank. Like, do I look like the First Federal Wisconsin to you? And people be talking. You know what I'm saying? People, when you borrow somebody's money, next thing you know, you, nowadays when you borrow money, you can't tell them your real name. You be out there, hey, such and such borrow me some money, everybody. It's especially when it comes to family members, maybe surprised how people be talking. They say, no, you ever went somewhere, mother, like, hey, how you doing? And you met somebody else's friend, mother, asked you for some money. You looking around like, what the? Probably my language, man. I'm cussing. I'm sorry. Thousand parts. You know what I'm saying? You looking around like, yo, man, I don't even know this dude, man. And then your homeboy, he looking away, you know, he looking away whistling. You're like, oh, okay, you sneaky son of a... Anyway. But yeah, man, people be asking, cats and squirrels ask you for money. And you like, what? It's just crazy out here, man. You know what I'm saying? People be bugging me out, man. I had to cut that back. I be damn going back. Like, what am I working for, man? Do I like the blue damn Red Cross? And have them people blessings, they ain't got their blessings, man, because it's like, it kind of remind me what they say in Friday with when Ice Cube, with Craig, asked his mom for some money. He said, if I had a job, wouldn't need no money. She said, exactly. Nowadays, you damn got to get collateral from people. You got to tell them, what's your favorite watch? This one. Thank you. And here you go, the money. But nah, man, to be honest, man, you can't even really do that. Because nowadays, people so bugged out, man. You better have to deal with them, man. Because they be like, can I get my watch back? I had a son gun that crazy, man. I brought this dude's money. And a lot of times, people take your kind of weakness when it comes to money. But I'm going to get back to my point about the financial education. A lot of y'all probably know this through experience when it comes to financial education. But back to what I was saying, man, this cat, man, snapped on me. He want his... I brought this dude some money, and I held this stuff. And he go talk about, man, he jumping, swollen up at me. I'm like, you know what, partner, you got to get your money back. And I ended up keeping this stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, man, I cut them off after that. I said, you know what, people are tripping, man. I'm telling you, when it comes to giving money out, man, you damn got to have people sign a damn contract. But it's best not to bribe with money, man, because next thing you know, they get the tripping, man, and people don't like to pay back nowadays. I know a lot of y'all probably deal with that, man. But yeah, that kid getting ahead is credit and keeping good business relationships with people that's got good credibility out here, man. You know what I'm saying? To the point, I can't hang with broke people no more because people, man, they get the bugging out. Next you know, they get the hating, and then next you know, man, you have to deal with them, and I don't want to go there with them, man. It's like, I don't got time for it. You better get off your behind and get you a job, you know what I'm saying? Do it like me. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, people that ain't on your level, they ain't in your class, then next you know, they gonna get the tripping, and then it's gonna be one, and you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you gotta cut back on expenses, something I'm dealing with right now. And credit cards will help loans you don't go crazy, which I did go crazy because I got investments going. I'm gonna take care of all that, though. I know I don't panic. It can be a little stressful because you're like, damn, I gotta pay this down, so I gotta cut back on expenses, which I am gonna do. It's a chess move out here in life. Everything's a chess move out here. So if you're not around people that's trying to either bring something to the table, if they constantly got their hand out like a damn, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like a corrupt damn preacher, then, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying all preachers, by the way. In every phase of society, we got corruption, let's be honest. So yeah, man. You gotta reevaluate that person. Say, you know what, this person ain't bringing nothing to me. They constantly ask for stuff. No, I can't deal with this person. I gotta tell them they. And until they get it together, then maybe we can salvage our business friendship. But until then, unfortunately, you got to move on from people like that because if they do get something, they probably ain't bringing it back in paying their dues. So how could you grow? Every friendship that we deal with people, it's like we get time with them. Time makes us better. If you don't get better after time, what's the point? So we grade ourselves every year. You feel me? You know, that's real, man. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I would love to go on and on and on and on and on, like the universe, y'all. It's never ending. We talking about light years. You know what I'm saying? So you know. With that being said, I love it. This has been another T. Judah, you know what I'm saying? This is broadcast by Anchor, you know what I'm saying? And et cetera, et cetera. I know a lot of you guys are all around the world. Shout out to the UK, Germany, France, Poland, all the other countries around the world. You know what I'm saying? We got people from the US listening. We got people from Algeria. We got people from France. We got people from, man, I can Mexico, China. Man, I can't even name all the countries, man. But hey, man, I appreciate y'all. If I missed y'all, hey, man, shout out to y'all too, man. Shout out to the heavens above because, you know, we know our ancestors, they listening. May God say we need protection because we know it's a lot of evil and wickedness in the world. And ain't nothing wrong protecting yourself too, y'all. Don't be fooled by, God love everybody. Them turn the cheeks. Might not punch you in your damn head. You might be like, ooh, that hurt it. But no, guys, they turn other cheek. All right, you turn your other cheek if you want to. They might bite you in it. Anyway. But anyway, all right, y'all. Y'all be cool out there, man. One love to T. Judah. I'm saying, I'm out. Until next time, I'm gone. Peace.